that I don't want them to put themselves into a situation where they become vulnerable to political attack.
Radio for the discerning listener. Joy 99.7 FM. Radio for the discerning listener. Super Hits Radio. Joy 99.7. Joy 99.7 FM. Radio for the discerning listener.
Well, this is Joy 99.7 FM, and we are live also on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and our affiliates across the country. It is midday here on Joy 99.7 FM, and very soon we'll cross over to our TV studios as we bring you a live coverage of the NDC launch of their 2024 manifesto at the University of Winneba. In the central region, at the University of Education Winneba in the central region. The party flag bearer, John Dramani Mahama, the running mate and leading members of the party are already gathered at the university campus for this launch. This comes on the heels of a similar one undertaken by the MPP last Sunday at the Ghana Secondary Technical School, GSTS, Takoradi in the Western Region. So we'll take you to our TV studios very soon. Vance Mensah is leading the coverage from the studio. Masola Gbagba and Blazer Soga are on the grounds to bring you live updates. And then when the program is fully underway, we'll take you live to the auditorium for the NDC manifesto. But before we do that, everything is set for the launch of the manifesto of the NDC. Thousands of party sympathizers troop to the University of Education campus. The NDC flower, John Mahama, and his running mate, Professor Nana Jinopokwajima, are expected to arrive shortly. The top brass of the party, they've already started arriving. Some party sympathizers believe that the 24-hour economic policy, the scrapping of certain taxes, and the setting up of a National Women's Development Bank will improve the lives of Ghanaians. Now, before we bring you, I take you to the TV studios to start our coverage. Masola Gbagba, who is already on the ground, spoke to some party sympathizers and came through with this report.
The scenes here at the University of Education Winneba in the central region, loudspeakers in the battle track, blaring out loud music. Here, the entire campus has been painted in the NDC colors. Final preparations are underway for the program to begin at 12 p.m. The top brass of the NDC has started arriving here on the ground. Security is very tight. At this point, if you do not have accreditation, you cannot enter the main auditorium where the main event should be taking place. But there are quite a number of places where you can stand and then watch from the giant screens here. There are a lot of barricades with police personnel here on the ground, not allowing people, you know, with accreditation enter the main auditorium. And you can watch from the giant screens here on the University of Education Winneba. A lot of sellers are also cashing in. A lot of vendors have set up here, selling NDC paraphernalia and many others. Many of the NDC supporters we've been interacting with here say they are very optimistic of the message of the NDC flag bearer and what will be contained in the NDC manifesto. They believe that the party will be presenting a superior manifesto to what they say we witnessed last week. Let me speak to some of them here and find out from them their expectations. Hi, sir, what's your name?
My name is Kweku.
Kweku, tell me, what are expectations?
Well, before I talk, we are from Aguna West.
Okay.
And our expectation for today is very high. We are all looking at the 24-hour economy, which would be explained very well to the public for their hearing. And also, we are expecting to hear the Women's Bank, which is going to be an empowerment for the women so that in their market day in and day activities, they will be able to do it. We are also expecting one thing. In 2020, we had Okada, the licensing of Okada, and we are expecting it today too, because today we have so many Okada riders in town, and we are expecting the manifesto to talk about the Okada riders. so that they will be licensed. Then they will have their free will to use the road. This is our expectations for today.
Okay, sure. The expectations?
Oh, as my brother also has said, the 24 hours economy that we are all expecting, and the Women's Bank, for the youth, we are expecting more about the 24 hours so that all jobs that we can able to recruit us so that we can able to work so peacefully.
Okay. Any expectations?
I'm Big Man from Aguna West, and for the past 8 years, MPP has been able to deliver 010 economic policy for the youth. That's, you don't eat in the morning, you eat at the afternoon, then you don't eat in the evening. But this John Mahama, who has promised 24-hour economy, that's 133. One job, three people, three shifts. That's what I'm expecting today.
Okay. Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Prince Bewa. I'm a regional communications team member, Ashanti Region.
Okay. Your expectations?
My expectation is to see that all the things we are coming to talk about here will ease the system for Ghanaians to enjoy the good leadership of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. All that we are saying is, we are here to launch the manifesto, the People's Manifesto, that will bring prosperity, fairness, equity into the system so that His Excellency John Dramani Mahama can be victorious coming 2024 general election.
Thank you. Yeah, so that's the scenes here at the University of Education, Winneba. Like I mentioned earlier, if you don't have the media accreditation, it will be difficult to get into the main auditorium. If you are a party member, if you don't have accreditation or an invitation card, it'll be difficult to get access to the main auditorium. There are a lot of barricades, a lot of police officers ensuring that there's decorum. But there are quite a number of tents also outside the main auditorium with giant screens where party faithfuls and party sympathizers who have trooped here, you know, can watch from. Reporting for Joy News, Maxwell Agbagba.
And of course, we'll be taking you live to the University of Education Winneba campus for that official launch of the event, our live coverage. We'll start very soon. The Evans Mensa is getting ready to host from our TV studios here in Accra and then take you live to the grounds. But we've been speaking to some other people ahead of this official launch, and a former chairman of the NDC, Dr. Samuel Ofosuampofo, is optimistic the party will present a superior document.
Tell you that our manifesto, our people's manifesto, always responds very positively to the wishes and aspirations of the people of this country. And yesterday, the Council of Elders of the party were briefed by the manifesto committee, the highlights of the manifesto and some of the flagship policies and others were brought, but assure you that the NDC manifesto that will be unveiled on Saturday will be a very superior document to that of the MPP, and will prefer solutions,
right?
Very, very practical solutions to some of the challenges that we are having. Mind you, we have His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, who has been a former president of the Republic of Ghana. He has seen it all before. He's a man who is on top of his job. Today, when you call him for an interview, he can give you all the policies, the programs, and the projects that were executed under his watch without looking into any book. He knows exactly where he's taking this country to. And after the manifesto, Ghanaians will know that the NDC will be a better option,
right,
to entrust the future, the destiny of this country than the MPP.
And that's the former national chairman of the NDC, Dr. Samuel Ofosuampofo. We'll be taking you live pretty soon. But let's stay with matters relating to manifestos. And remember that last week, Sunday, the MPP held their own and then unveiled their own manifesto at GSTS Takoradi in the Western Region. Now, it's been the talk of town from Sunday up until now. The discussion around it continues to dominate media discussion. Now, this morning on Newsfile, the former Tamale Central MP Alhaji Inusa Fuseni has described as untrue claims by the MPP flabber Dr. Omar Dubaumia that government has created over 2 million jobs. The claim is contained in the MPP 2024 manifesto. He spoke on Newsfile a while ago and says that data from the Ghana Statistical Service does not support the claim.
That according to the statistics of the Ghana Statistical Service, the unemployment situation now has 800 120,000 people.
For the first time, Dr. Bomia is playing tricks with the statistics, the data. The foundation for saying that he has created 2.3 million jobs is the World Labor Index report. And it's from the World Bank. And they are looking at people, that indices is looking at people who we call hardcore unemployment. You should be saying that MPP has created enough jobs that nobody in Ghana should actually be unemployed. But that's not so. It's not supported by the evidence.
Mm. Well, there's been more reaction to the MPP manifesto. Still on news file, presidential hopeful of the New Vision Party, Kofi Granton, is blaming leadership failure for the country's current state.
In Ghana, when we are the number one in gold revenues in Africa and number six in the world. Mind-blowing. Last year, we did, 2.3 billion cedis of intos from Burkina and Jene from Niger. Now, mind you, Burkina and Niger don't have planting for foods, but we go to them to import food, tomatoes and onions. We go to Denmark to import guinea fowls. It's ridiculous what is going on in Ghana. And you know why? Because we have a deficit in corn, feed. We don't even have our own poultry. So now you have Master Bahumia show up and say, oh, we got jobs. Really? What kind of jobs? Because close to 30% of the population lives under 5 cedis a day.
Let me bring you the reaction that came from the Tourism and Creative Arts Minister, Andrew Japa Mesa, who is justifying why the e-levy and other tax measures cannot be scrapped now, before I take you live to our TV studios.
Everything that the MPP government is doing today, I support 100%, including the e-levy. What was the basis? We had just come out of a pandemic. Government finances were challenged. Government said, look, I don't want to go back to IMF. I want to implement policies internally to raise revenue, cut expenditure. Until the e-levy was rolled out in, I believe, end of March and subsequently implemented in May, a lot of harm had already been done. But I'm saying that those were measures that Akufo-Addo government rolled out to deal with a particular situation. Thankfully, our economy is rebounding. Dr. Bahumia says that when I get the opportunity to govern, these tax measures, I will not factor them in my revenue stream going forward within our fiscal regime to ensure that we are able to provide the services that are critical for the good people of this country.
Well, I can now take you live to our TV studio now, where our coverage of the NDC manifesto launch is now underway.
Joy 99.7 FM, radio for the discerning
NDC
listener.
NDC says it will be outdooring a document that will reset Ghana. That's the reason for which the central region, specifically Winneba, is the choice for the NDC in terms of the outdooring of the 2024 manifesto of the party. This is your election headquarters, and we're coming to you live from this very grounds where John Dramani Mahama, in a few minutes from now, will lead the opposition party into announcing their grand plan to solve what they believe is Ghana's challenge going into the 2024 elections and beyond. My name is Blessed Soga, and I'm here with my colleague Maxwell Agbagba, bringing you a special coverage of the outdooring of the 2024 manifesto of the NDC, which we will be giving you breakdown of in a few moments from now. In fact, rank and file of the party arriving in their numbers to be a part of what the party believes is history. Some showers showers in terms of rains happening in the early hours of today. Some NDC members believe this is a good omen, a sign that indeed the party will have victory. And of course, we have some of the leading members here already with us. Before we get to them though, my colleague Maxwell Agbagba is here with us. And Maxwell is set to be a very long day because you've been with the leader of the party, John Dramani Mahama, all throughout the period, throughout the country, where he's been to the 16 regions getting feedback ahead of the outdooring of this document. Walk us through the journey for John Dramani Mahama and how tough it has been for him moving day and night and getting feedback from people.
Yeah, it's been quite a difficult one, but I think John Mahama really demonstrated a lot of you know, strength, visiting some of the places and being embedded with a campaign and reporting on his visit to some of the constituencies in some of the constituencies in some of the regions, actually Upper East region, for instance. In a day he could visit, like, let's say about 8 constituencies in a day. And you have the members of the press corps sometimes saying that, you know, they are tired. Sometimes you leave the hotel as early as 6 a.m. and return as late as 1 a.m.
Right.
And at exactly 8 a.m. the following day, again, you're on the move visiting, you know, other constituencies. After the launch, that launch in Tamale, he visited the Upper East region, went to the Volta region, launched the youth manifesto at the University of Professional Studies, Accra, had that youth engagement also at the Bukom Arena. And then today he's going to be here unveiling the grand plan, you know, for the NDC, the plans for the NDC. But tell you what, we have a scoop of what is going to be in that document. In fact, I've been moving around trying to scan the place and see what exactly it is like to be here. I'll be telling you shortly, but in the background you can see there are a lot of crash barriers here. If you do not have accreditation, you cannot get access to the main auditorium. You need an accreditation, you need a ticket to be able to get access to the main hall here at the University of Education.
And we need to explain that to our viewers, that what you're seeing now is a security check, and priority is simply being given to invited guests, because the hall, we understand, is full to capacity.
Yes.
And priority is now just being given to those who are invited.
Exactly.
So they could make up for the 2,000 plus capacity of the auditorium. Beyond that, at the, in the rear of the auditorium, you have scores of people, rank and file of the party, and the base, of course, lining up, and of course, gearing up for what's going to be a big exercise for today.
But you know, the good thing is there are giant screens for even those who do not have access to the main hall. There are giant screens for people to still have a good view of what is happening, you know, in the main auditorium. I'm sure you want to interact right
Indeed.
Now.
Indeed. Let's get to it, because many of you are out there, and this is why we're your election headquarters. We need to know about what's happening or likely to happen after the NDC outdoors the manifesto. Even before that, there's a need for us to even gauge the mood, find out from the NDC what they have in store for the people, and also what's likely to happen today. Fortunately, we've been joined by the Deputy National Communications Officer of the NDC, Malik Basintale, who's been in the news very recently for quite some fiery statements. I don't know if we want to start off with that, though, but some showers of blessings, you call it, here in the central region.
Very solid.
A good sign for the NDC?
Very solid, a good sign. Even God is bearing testimony to the fact that the future of Ghana is going to be exhibited today, and people are going to see the next steps to take from 2025. Confused businessmen out there who have become so hopeless because of bad leadership and incompetent leadership are finally going to see hope today, and they are going to know which corridor to invest their monies in. All companies that have exhibited capital flights out of this country, we are certain they'll be watching this afternoon, and they will take a determination, they'll make a decision as to whether to get back into the country in 2025 or to finally stay away from the corridors of this country.
I see already that you have a lot in store for the people who delve into the document shortly. But let's talk about the choice for the central region itself. This is not the first time. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, the leader of the NDC, John Mahama, was here to introduce Professor Nana Jane Opoku-Agyeman to the people of the central region. You're back to this region again to adore your manifesto. What's it about the central region for the NDC?
No. This is the first major program we are holding here. Obviously, Professor Nana Jane's outdooring couldn't have been done anywhere but in her home region. And so she was brought back to her people I'll tell you, they've been smuggled on the back of a donkey to Burkina. Anyway, we came to the central region, to outdoor her, to her people, to tell them that indeed they gave birth to a solid woman for the party, and we are proud of the kind of woman and the kind of leadership they want to give this country. This is the first independent major program we are organizing in the central region. And obviously, they are part of Ghana. And so if we decide to choose it here, it's as equal as we choosing a program in the Ashanti region or we launching our campaign in the northern region. Nothing takes it away. The only way we would be surprised is if we launch our our campaign out of the corridors of this country. So long as they remain Ghanaians, so long as they remain viable people to vote in this election, there's no wrong and there's no difference in launching our manifesto here. I'm confident that our choice of Professor Nana Jean is a remarkable one. She's the female future of this country. She's one to break the glass ceiling. She's going to open the doors for fellow other women, young women, yet the unborn, your daughters, your sisters, and not just open the door, but hold it for all other young women to pass through. President Mahama has a vision for this country. He says he cannot know everything. In fact, President Mahama, women know the price of pad, sanitary pad, better than President Mahama does. Women know the value of a woman's bank better than President Mahama does. And President Mahama says, I will focus on policy, but at any point in time, I forget any. Professor Nana Jean is viable and competent enough to remind me of the Women's Bank, to remind me of the National Apprenticeship Program, to remind me of the boost in young entrepreneurs, and to remind me of 1 million coders that will be trained in this country, to remind me of a 24-hour economy that women must participate and women must be involved. So like I said, the future of this country will be exhibited today. 1.8 million unemployed graduates out there would finally find hope. The other people launched something they call the manifesto. 44 pages of it was copy and paste. You know, copy and paste, Control C, Control V from the NDC's 2020 manifesto.
Well, I don't know
216 other pages. I mean, 216 play sheets were better than 216 pages of the MPP's manifesto. Nothing in stock. There were no solutions for this country. President Mahama has identified the problems. He says there is hardship. He says there is unemployment. He says there's high cost of living. He says our dollar is weak. He says petrol prices are high. And so he sat down, he's interacted with the TUC, he's interacted with the GPRTU, he's interacted with the persons of the victims of the collapsed banks. And together, they have come out with pragmatic solutions towards rectifying the problem of this country. In 2025, my brother, picture a Ghana being resetted. Picture of Ghana doing well in inflation. Picture a Ghana doing well in growth rates. Today, you will be marveled. You have been marveled with President Mahama's credentials already. You are marveled at Kempinski. Today, you will be marveled that President Mahama is indeed the nation builder and is the man who can take this country to the promised land. So we are urging all the youth. They will come with money. Beware. The kicks of a dying horse are really hard and last minutes are dangerous. They'll bring money, they'll infiltrate the system with money, but remember Asin-Nov, that the people of Asin-Nov chose the future of this country other than money. They chose progress other than 200 CD new notes. If you don't have a bank account or a Momo account, open one. MPP will dole out a lot of money. But on December 7th, vote for John Mahama, vote for Professor Nana Jean, and let's transform the corridors of this country. Thank you very much.
Malik, we'll see you soon, and very shortly, John Mahama himself will be arriving here in the central region, Winneba specific, to be specific, the University of Education, Winneba, where the National Democratic Congress is outdooring their document. Let's speak to some members of parliament. Madam Gisela Teta is here. We have Dr. Jessa also here, all MPs. And they say women first, so let's extend the courtesy to women now. Malik was just talking about women and speaking about how the NDC says it will empower women and that this manifesto is also about the women.
Indeed. You know, there's one very formidable proposition in the manifesto for women, which is a women's bank. Yes. When we go to our communities and we tell them that there's going to be a bank specially for them, such that they'll be able to get finance that is not as costly as they are experiencing now, they get very excited. Because in the rural areas, some of us have a lot of rural areas, and, you know, they have to get some facilities, and their interest rates are killing. And I mean, these are just women who are just trying to make a living, fending for themselves, their families. Some of them are widows. You know, women need help. And so this is something that this is a hit. And I'm just waiting for it because I'm going to get a branch in my constituency.
How do you respond to the criticism against the NDC that you're simply taking advantage of women? You know, you're playing the women card as opposed to the NPP.
We're not taking advantage of them. We are responding to their needs. You know, our manifestos are the people's manifesto. We don't just dream and think that, okay, this is what we want. We are responding to people's needs and wants. And more of their needs, actually, even before the wants. So you realize that our plans, we really discuss them thoroughly. We brainstorm in different sectors, different perspectives, different views. And so really, we come out with this, and this is what they want. This is what they want. You know, after that, when the woman gets some kind of financing, those who want to go into their cottage industries or boost up their cottage industry businesses, they'll be able to do that. Those who have other trades and other skills, they'll also be able to do that. I mean, we just want to survive. and so that people's hustle will be rewarded. And our women, just look at them. From north to south, east to west, they really have a lot of challenges. So it's not any propaganda. It's not, we're not playing there any woman card. It is a fact, and we are responding to women's needs.
Okay. We're in the central region. You're also a member of that caucus. What's it about the central region for the NDC? Just a couple of weeks ago, the leader of the party was here to introduce the vice presidential candidate. We're here again in the central region to adore the manifesto of the NDC. Is there any unique situation, something happening in the central region we don't know about?
I think there's something unique happening in 2024. So the running mate is from the central region, right? The majority leader is from the central region, and the minority leader is from the central region. I can imagine those two gentlemen literally locking horns. And that is why the central region is so critical. Everybody is battle ready, and so we shall see.
And indeed, we wish you all the best today as we go through that process. But the central region is where we are. Dr. Jesau is also here with us. And I recall, speaking about the minority leader, he issued a statement a couple of days ago,
that's right,
talking about the state of our agri sector,
that's
and
right,
how, of course, for instance, the cocoa board is now being indebted.
Yeah.
The NDC is so concerned about that, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because as you would agree, the cocoa subsector is the backbone of Ghana's economy. And it has been the reason why we have had increased foreign exchange transactions between Ghana and its trading partners and so on. But you would observe that in the last 7 years, Cocoa Board, that is the board that manages our cocoa subsector, has been running a debt loss in their accounts for the last 7 years. Now, out of the blue, the production of cocoa beans have also been reducing to the extent that even last year, the Cocoa Board requested a loan from the syndicated banks of 1.5 billion Ghana cedis, unfortunately, 1.5 million Ghana cedis, but unfortunately, they couldn't raise that money because there was no guarantee in production security, and even the high rates. They were only able to get 800 million Ghana cedis. And out of the 800 Ghana billion Ghana cedis, as we speak, Cocoa Board has defaulted in paying back that loan. As we speak, Cocoa Board owes 250,000 metric tons of cocoa beans that they are yet to transmit, to pay back to those they've always sailed to. So there are a lot of issues with Cocoa Board. But let's go forward. Going to our manifesto, this manifesto that is going to be launched today is a direct response to issues identified in the cocoa subsector, in the vegetable horticultural production subsector, the food subsector, and everything around agriculture, poultry, and so on. So, for example, there's a proposition about Yeridua. Yeridua is on the vegetable and horticultural production
system. And what would that do specifically?
That will target irrigation facilities and water bodies around specific identified located areas where there will be a conscious, deliberate promotion of vegetable production. You know, the story about tomato importation and what has happened, this is a direct response to such horticultural challenges about tomato, onion importation, and so on. So we believe
being specific about Cocoa Board, because that's where the controversy is.
Sure.
What solutions are you designing as the NDC to tackle that? Because they've been challenged for quite some years now.
Yeah. So the cocoa subsector for now. For example, just this year, they've been able to produce only able to buy 435,000 metric tons.
Whole of Ghana, as we wrap up, I'll start off with you, Dr. Jesau, and then wrap up with the Honorable.
Ghanaians, NDC is launching its manifesto today. They are deliberate, consciously tailored programs that will respond to the challenges of the cocoa subsector for now. For example, just this year, they'll be able to produce only able to buy 435,000 metric tons. They have to pay 250,000 metric tons out of that. So literally, there's nothing. Their manifesto will be a social contract that we will sign with you. They are plausible proposals in all the sectors of our economy. In the agriculture, we have in the agricultural sector, we have the poultry farm to table program. We have a lot of those arrangements that will make sure we revamp the poultry industry, revamp the crop subsector, support farmers in ways that they can produce, and not just produce, add value to the production so that our import bill of rice and other grains can begin to draw down. At the moment, we spend about $3 billion annually to import rice and other related commodities. This, there was a conscious, deliberate program. Look out for that manifesto. Indeed. President Mahama will announce them in detail. Thereafter, we will come